Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by...
Nathan Swift, the Arts and Entertainment Editor.
Aaron Gretsch, News Editor.
Joseph Avila, Assistant News Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Okay, thank you for joining us today, guys. We're going to be talking about the cancellation of Heat 2016, and we're also going to be talking about the recent decision to increase enrollment in the UC system and the CSU's president salary cap that was recently approved also. So we'll get started with Heat. How did you guys feel when you heard the news that it was going to be canceled?
Mad.
Yeah, I was upset. It was my last year, and like Heat's the best one, so I was just like, oh, that sucks. Especially since it's the one that like all my friends and I go to, like my friends that go to other schools go to it. So like, it's like really like upsetting that it's just like, oh well. I guess there's Spring Splash.
Yeah.
But like Spring Splash, I've never really been into it too much.
Yeah, Heat's definitely the best one usually. I mean, the decision was made November 24th by administration and the hub board.
Well, the hub governing board.
Yeah, yeah, and basically the concerns are over the weather because El Nino is predicted to be the strongest like in history.
Ever.
That's crazy. So they're concerned about that. But I don't know. Last time it was also canceled because of the weather, and then I was kind of like strolling outside and the sun was shining and I was just like, okay. But I know they're trying to take precaution, which is, you know, what you guys think? Like,
well, for when they canceled two years ago, it was like, what, 15, 20 minutes before the whole thing actually began?
Well, it was actually 50 minutes.
15 or 50?
50. It was like about an hour.
It was right before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people were it was here. Like, right before. Like, you know, performers were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino was over at the
UV.
Oh, my gosh.
Sierra would have been like 11 months pregnant or something.
Oh, no. Sierra probably wasn't going to come. I heard like she canceled the day before.
Did she?
Yeah, or something.
Oh, because she was actually the only one that like talked about it after on her Instagram. She was like, sorry, UCR, something like that.
But I really wanted Childish Gambino.
He didn't cancel on us like Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Although that was a spring, I think.
Yeah, but Stradamus, I heard, was better, though. Or, like, was really good.
Oh, yeah, he was great. Was he was great.
Yeah, and I heard there was a mosh pit and everything.
Oh, wow.
I think a good thing that's coming out of this, though, is, like, that the Spring Splash budget's going to be upped. The artist budget's going to be upped by, like, $200,000.
Exactly,
so that's... We could potentially get some pretty... I mean, we get some pretty good artists anyways, like...
Well, he was supposed to be 500,000.
I know, but it's, like, added an extra. Like, wait, the artists?
Yeah, the budget for Heat was 500,000. So if they would have given Spring Splash, you know, $500,000 extra, I mean, you know, Calvin Harris performs at, like, Omnia and stuff for 400,000. So, I mean, if he's going to charge that much, I mean, maybe, you know, wink, wink, Kendrick, wink, wink.
Oh, my gosh,
J. Cole, like.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, Gambino.
Again, yes.
Gambino or Chance the Rapper in the Social Experiment again.
that would be cool. But they're also thinking about moving Winter Solstice like indoors and like trying to make that a bigger deal too. So I don't know. I think that would be cool, but I don't know. I just feel like everyone really looks forward to Heat. Like,
I don't like how they canceled it. Like, what week does it perform in the winter quarter?
I'm not sure exactly, but
yeah, but it's not too far into the quarter if I remember correctly. So, like, I would actually prefer if they were to cancel Heat on like the day of or the day before. If they're like 90 to 99% sure, like, oh yeah, it's definitely gonna rain, or like 20 mile an hour winds are gonna be like blowing, or
and
whatever.
I just don't want to waste the money, you know, like. But.
Well, when they canceled Heat last, or the year before, was any of that money returned, or was it just straight up wasted?
No, I think it was
just straight up.
Yeah, I think it was. It was wasted. Yeah. I don't remember ever hearing that it was transferred elsewhere. I feel like the artists were paid already.
They were.
Like, I think two
paid.
Of them showed up or something. Some of them showed up the day because. Yeah.
Well, I think they
didn't
should
perform.
What I think they should do is that they should just like find indoor areas to perform. I mean, like. UNLH isn't really ideal, but UNLH is, like, pretty huge. You could fit, like, you know, like, 700, 800 students in there. Like, have, like, you know, move shit around. Like, have performers perform in that or something. Like
that. No. Because people would just... Because you got to imagine how many thousands of students go to these things.
Oh, yeah.
Including people who aren't even students here. So it's like, you know, the... what's the fire code for UNLH? You said about, like, a few hundred?
800.
Yeah, it's like... There's not going to be just 800 people in there. Yeah,
well, there's 3,000 guest tickets they're allowed to give, and how many like student tickets do they give out?
Not entirely sure. Some number, I don't know, I want to say 5,000.
So like 8,000 students. Like, maybe. Yeah, I mean, there's ways that they can plan it. I mean, it's rained during heats before, and they haven't canceled it.
Yeah.
I think it's just with the predictions.
Yeah,
I think
it's supposed to be a pretty big, weather event that we're going to be feeling for a while. Especially Southern California is going to feel this El Nino, I think, the hardest. So even in comparison to Northern California and just like the rest of this, of the other states.
Yeah, but there is an online survey started by ASUCR and HUG board member Shafi Karim, who is basically asking people if they'd like to have heat rescheduled, just have it at a different time, or make it like a two-day thing. Do you guys think that the administration would consider that, or do you?
I don't think that they're going to.
Probably not. Probably
because not. The people that, kind of leech off of students' taxes that live here and then pass housing ordinances against us, not throwing any shade, but kind of hate the concert, so... It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it being rescheduled. It's just, I mean, personally, like, work-wise, that would be tough for us to cover because it's like a two-day.
Okay.
It's back-to-back.
I think it'd be really cool, but I don't think it would happen. And, like, work-wise, come on, dude.
Like, the few times that Radar has to cover something back-to-back, it's not
Sat
it's
fest.
Not fun. Yeah, Saturation Fest. Oh, my God. Especially because we're doing Sat Fest this spring, so it'd be two Sat Fests this year. But anyways, yeah, like, just from the students' perspective, I don't know. I mean, like, when do they finalize the schedule for each concert? Like, how many months?
I know they start working on heat like really early, like trying to find artists and things like that. That's why they're probably canceling it like right now.
Yeah.
They don't have to do any of that.
So like if admin wants to make any sort of compromise, what's most like the most realistic thing would probably make like some sort of 2-day thing go down with Spring Splash because like rescheduling it, it's like, you know, not all the artists are going to be able to show up, or it's like a lot of that money is going to be like wasted, you know, that was previously put into like trying to plan everything. So like trying to reschedule like this early, it's I don't see that happening in terms of making Heat its own concert but just at a different time.
Well, for spring quarter, I mean, they would have spring quarter to do it.
I mean, if they schedule these things in the summer or like really late in like the previous school year, like trying to do all of that plus being on top of like the regular bureaucratic administration work throughout the middle of the school year, I don't know, just to me it just seems like a lot that they would have to do, and I hate to sound a little pessimistic, but I don't just see that playing out.
Yeah, I think it's a nice idea and everyone probably feels good voting like yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, and then admin makes the decision anyways.
I mean, it was kind of like I kind of was upset that this was like the first hub meeting that they had to discuss it, just like the first hub board meeting anyways that they were gonna have like for Heat, and on the first one they cancel it, and it's kind of like, you know, it just hits you like on the side of the face. And like, okay, so it was a huge decision that they made, like, you know, like rashly. It was the first hub meeting like ever. They didn't meet beforehand. So what were they doing? And they're supposed to meet at least once a month. So what were they doing in October? What were they doing in September? That like this entire quarter. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's kind of like, you know, sketch. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, on the other side of the coin, if there's any silver lining here, we could get a bigger
lineup for Spring Splash?
I think we should have two stages for Spring Splash.
Oh, that would be so great.
Cool.
I think they're at least going to try to make that a really big deal. You know, who would you guys want to see?
Bishop Nehru.
Oh yeah.
Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl.
Joey B.
I mean, I know it's probably unrealistic, but Gambino, because like when they canceled Heat 2 years ago, he was actually here, and it's like, well, you know, be a nice little like, be a little bit of a poetic justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you want to see, Crystal?
I'd really want to see Joey B too.
Oh yeah.
Mick Jenkins.
Yes.
Who else would I want to see? SZA too.
SZA would be awesome to see. Yes. I feel like SZA would be a good, like, she'll probably come here at some point. Like,
yeah, because you know, she's not like super huge.
Yeah,
she's...
like Chance. I was waiting for Chance to like perform, and eventually he did, because he's like one of those, you know, artists who's like not huge, but they deliver quality music, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Just as a funny side note, I think in our last issue for in our last issue for April Fools, we kind of played around on the idea that our state's in a drought, and so we made the whole thing like a water issue, and we had an article called "Oh, so Heat's canceled because it's like rained out again" or something like that.
Gosh.
And so now this, like, you know, this is a reality mirroring art.
Don't hate us.
Well, it wasn't that. It was like everyone was melting. It was actually extreme heat that caused.
No, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, because Ice Cube, we had like Ice.
You wrote the article, didn't you?
No, it was Jake. It was Jake.
Okay. Ice Cube was coming and he was like melting, and then like, okay, yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
Does Ice Cube even still perform?
Man, I have no idea.
Or does he just do like children's movies and live off of Disney checks?
I think he's a producer too. I don't know.
I think he's kind of like gone the route of The Rock, where he's just softened up and he's like, hey, I'm like kid friendly now, you know?
all right. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure all UCR students were disappointed by the news, but hey, maybe a miracle will happen and it'll be rescheduled.
Just no Diplo, guys.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. Okay, so the Regents recently approved the 3-year financial stability plan to increase freshman and transfer student enrollment by 10,000. Quite a bit. What do you guys think about that, like the decision and the plan being approved? And
Is that 10,000 over 3 years or
over 3 years?
Okay,
across the system too.
Yeah,
so that's $3,000 students a year, a little bit more than 3,000, 3.25
for our campus. Mm-hmm. Across the campuses. Yeah. Across how many campuses is there?
9 undergraduate, and then UCSF, which is a graduate school.
Oh, yeah. So like around probably then like at least 1,000.
No, because those are the estimates from the article, and then plus you have to take in, even without the estimates, how much we already grow just on an annual basis, because right now I think we've grown to like, what, 22,000 students, I believe, so I'd say it's probably going to be over 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, more students is going to be, you know, it's going to be better for, you know, serving the community and stuff like that, or just the communities across California. But I don't know, like, they want to also, they're going to also raise tuition after the 2017-2018 academic year by 3%. So it's, I don't know.
I can't do math, so how much is 3%?
It's a lot. Like, it's a lot. Like, I don't know how much exactly it is, but, like, if you combine all of the increases, I think it's going to be something like, I don't know, over the next 10 years, it's like 6% that it's going to rise or something, at least.
Oh, my
gosh. Altogether, like, since it started, you know, rising. But they're not going to raise it anymore, like, for now.
Yeah,
but
that's like if they don't get, like, the funding from the governor.
The state, yeah.
So, like, we'll see, like, if Jerry will fold. But, like, right now they're kind of, like, at a stalemate. But, like, once Napolitano and Brown get into the ring again, we'll see how that'll turn out.
They've been in a stalemate for a while, right? Because Napolitano was threatening to raise tuition if they couldn't come to their agreement last winter, I think. Yeah. And then Yeah, so this is just the continuation of a fun political battle that just, I mean, like, either way, students are getting hit the hardest one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
I have an idea. Like, for what? This. Just it's kind of outdated, but for the Highlander Journal, I'm going to shout out to that, but can you, for April Fools, can you publish my Janet Napolitano, Jerry Brown fan fiction?
No. I'll put it into consideration, Aaron.
But yeah, also like financial aid has been discontinued for newly admitted, out of state students. And I don't know. I mean, I know like a lot of people are like, yes, we should be educating Californians, but what do you guys think about that?
That's
considering how California and Texas are two of the states with the best public education programs in like the entire country. It really is an unfortunate thing for out-of-state students because, like, yeah, well, in New York, they have, like, really good schools, too, but, like, for them, but we already have, we have state schools, you know, that people go back and they go back into the community. Like, most people from state schools, you know, are from the state as well. We have two different types of state schools, the UCs and the Cal States. I mean, it kind of sucks that they're just continuing this because... I mean, there like a lot of people. Like, let's say UC Berkeley has like the top programs for chemistry and engineering. So let's say if you want to go to like Berkeley for chemistry and engineering, or engineering, for example, but you live in Idaho, you might not be able to afford, you know, $40,000 like at the end of your term here, especially once they raise tuition. It's just, yeah, I think it's just unfortunate for out of state students.
Yeah, just all around, man. Like, I really, you know, I hope this gets better, like, because it seems like every so often you just hear a piece of news that's just like, wow, like, it's building and building and building for the next generations to come. It's going to be a lot worse for them, whether they live in California or whether they don't live in California and want to access, you know, something like the UCs, which are really, really good, you know, schools, just in terms of, like, the entire, like, aside from, you know, the Ivy Leagues, obviously, have, you know, that prestige around them. But, like, the UC schools are just as, you know, they do some great work here, and they give quality education.
Just a question. What's, how's the financial situation for out-of-state students for CS states? For the CSUs?
I'm not entirely sure about that. I know that... you can't really be... can you be an out-of-state student and go to CSU?
I think so. It's just... well, it's kind of the same reason why people from here don't really apply to, like, you know, lower-end state schools.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
It's like we have Cal State, so there's really no need to go out of state and spend all that extra money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just asking because it'd be nice to like, compare the two and see, like, how, like if they treat out-of-state students better. It's just disappointing because I see this as, like... almost like an attack on students in terms of like what Napolitano and other like high end admins for the UC system, like what they want to do in terms of trying to get in money for the students. And especially because earlier this quarter we talked about how to expand the campus and like, you know, the faculty without expanding like, you know, on campus administration or the bureaucracy. So and so, you know, certain parts that are desperately underfunded or undermanned, such as having actual like professors and whatnot on campus, those areas need to expand. And if they want to expand the student population and present a positive image of like our school system as being like welcoming to, you know, national and even international students, that's the last thing that they want to do is cut funding altogether for out-of-state students. Especially because they, I forget the percentage, but they do constitute a large part of the UC system, because we are a world-class university system.
Yeah.
And speaking of schools in California, recently the California State University Board of Trustees voted to eliminate salary caps for their presidents. So basically they'll be able to receive more money. This is also in light of them trying to increase tuition, which doesn't look good to me. But
and also refusing to raise, give staff members and faculty a 2% raise as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going on strike, or there's like, you know, there's negotiations for striking for, you know, there might be, you know, next year, I think as early as January, that the teachers might go on strike at the
next
CSU. Yeah, exactly. Next month, they might go on
CSU like professors.
Obviously not all of them, but I think the ones that have joined the, are you automatically in union once you're in it? Yeah, right?
Yeah, you'd have to assume.
Yeah, there's a lot, like they don't want to, but it's like they need to show, you know, administration, like we need our pay, like we need us to, like you know, it's bad for students, but the faculty that's there too also needs to be paid, like whereas admin's making the highest, on the high end of the CSUs, you have someone making $400,000, like on the lower end you have someone making $250,000, like that's a lot of money, you know, and they want to like take the caps off so that you can raise it and, you know, to be more competitive or whatever. Right now we do not need for you to just think that competition is, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they want more qualified applicants. I don't know.
I mean, they don't even accept, like, personal statements and stuff like that. It's just all SAT and grade GPA, so...
The SAT is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To all the kids listening, just don't go to college. It's a business now.
No. I counted that.
Go to college.
Go to college.
Get your education.
It's a business.
And then pray that in 20 years the bubble will burst and everyone defaults on their loans at the same time.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to burst very soon.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in 20 years.
Yeah. Just stay aware and like let your voices be heard. Like this is the future of, you know, of the country. Like it's not just someone going to a fancy, you know, school and having a cool college experience. Like at the end of the day, we want citizens who are, you know, who can go to college and access college, like who are happy with their, you know, who are also happy with, you know, like their experience there and doesn't, you know, put undue stress on them. And there's a lot of people who are going to feel, you know what I mean? Like who are going to feel the increase in tuition and just like the weird politics that go on amongst admin and of just any universities. I think it's just...
It's crazy. We've been following this pretty closely. I kind of wonder how like CSU... BSB, CSU, like how the CSUs are handling this as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how they thought this would go over well. They're probably expecting it not to, hopefully, if they have brains, but I mean, it just doesn't look good at all. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what I meant, you know, I went off on the wrong tangent. Like, they wanted more qualified applicants for the presidents.
Yeah.
CSU presidents, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're, like, willing to, you know. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how much more... What else can you possibly... When you're making, like, you know, over $100,000, like, over $200,000, over $300,000, like, what will more money do to you? Like, will it make you be better? Like, will it make you be a better, like... I don't know if that's exactly true. Like, how... what's the result here that you're gonna be making so much more money?
Didn't Wilcox receive a pay raise after he was chancellor for like what, a year or less than a year?
It was more than just it was all across, right? Yeah. All across there was admin at the UCs that got salary raises. Yeah. And it was like something like, oh, there was a correction, they need to go back and do some corrections or something like that. Like, but I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
it wasn't as like large as like some students said it was. Like they like claimed some outrageous number, like 20% raise.
Yeah,
no,
people
that
were
did not
protesting
happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was a raise. It was like a small raise, but like, nonetheless, it was a raise. While like, you know, faculty doesn't really receive one. Mm-hmm. Like we don't really.
Right.
Yeah, there are faculty members that don't make a lot of money here. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $30,000 a year,
or even twenty. Like, you know, this is all available. You know, it's public record that you can, you know, that these are, you know, employees of the state. You can look up their salaries. And some of my professors, they make $25,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And thinking about raising the salary of people who are making the most. Mm-hmm.
And not to mention our overworked TAs on campus.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that. Get paid through fellowships and stuff like that, and where the school pays for their courses, and that's basically how they get paid. And they have to TA, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see in January. the strikes, if they go on strike, mm-hmm. it will be happening in January.
Yeah.
But yeah, also, finals are coming up. Yay. Do you guys have any... That was so sad, guys. Do you guys have any advice for students on campus about finals? Anything you do?
Take advantage of the free like coffee and cookies that they give out. They don't do them. They're not going to do that in the dining hall, but they're going to do that like at the library. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of 24-hour libraries.
Free parking. That's also.
Take advantage of the free parking that we just announced this week. If you don't have a parking pass. If you sign up on a link that we have, that
it's for it'll be through TAPS, or if
through TAPS, they're gonna have a link for you.
Yeah, ASUCR will definitely market this soon. So, yeah, you should check Facebook if you follow them or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like the one commuter on the senior staff here, so it's like that's gonna be helpful to me because I hate
Quinn commutes.
Yeah. What
Quinn commutes?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean.
Shout out to Quinn. That is our assistant opinions editor.
Yeah, Quinn, awesome. Schoolboy Q. But because like 4 days of the week this quarter, I get up at 6 a.m. for an 8 a.m. class. And it's like commuting that really, I don't like
it. Yeah, it'll only be one day though. You only have one day. Okay. But I mean, still one day is so cool. Yeah.
Okay, so get back to finals for me. I guess my advice, find out what rhythm or what routine works for you. And then just stick with it. Like for me, I'm very much an introvert when it comes to working. Like I work best when I'm in like a really quiet and really like controlled and settled environment. So like, you know, if I'm at home and I'm working on something in my room and it's like someone's blasting something really loud downstairs, I'd tell them to like shut up. So like find out what works for you and then really just stick with it. But also at the same time, don't go overboard with studying. Like take breaks. Don't have a breakdown. Don't give yourself panic attacks. I've had them before in the past. They are not pretty.
It's okay to cry.
Oh yeah, I've cried plenty of times too. So it's also okay to cry.
It's okay to cry, guys.
Yeah, I would say just if you're still standing, that should be motivation enough for you to make it through finals. We're almost done. The year's almost over, which is also cool too. So that's my advice.
If you're one of those procrastinators, you guys know who you are.
Start now, please.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It is possible, I guess. I mean, I should be discouraging this behavior, but at this point, it's already too late. But you can do it. Just start studying now and start taking advantage of it now, and you can fit 10 weeks of material into. A week.
That's going to be me in geology.
Yeah.
Geology is very boring.
But all that stress, all the crying, all the eating, you kind of brought that upon yourself, though.
And like learn for next quarter.
Don't
repeat that behavior.
And then we'll all do it anyways.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, good luck, you guys.
Good luck, everyone.
But yeah, also, if you're listening, check out our coverage, our news article, and we also have an editorial about administration and ASUCR, things that have been going on with them. Administration requested access of control over their executive director, and it's a pretty big deal. So we're going to be, you know, looking into that further. You'll probably see more articles about it in the future. Yes.
Please check that out because we put a lot of work into that.
Exactly, editorial and news.
We will be meeting with admin tomorrow. Yeah. Just as an announcement, so definitely you'll also look out for it.
Yeah, and given that ASUCR is has always been very self-sufficient, very autonomous, it's important for them to maintain that status that they hold. So it's important to maintain relationships, to maintain working relationships with all parties, while at the same time maintaining what power we hold and what power ASUCR holds.
Right. So this has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the associated students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. Once again, study for finals and good luck.
Yeah.
play some Kanye during finals week.
I hate the band The Eagles, but to quote The Eagles, take it easy.
Good luck, everyone. Get some sleep. Stay warm. Or cold, because the weather is just crazy. So.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for listening.